Well, I can't believe we're already in October. Time just flies, doesn't it? Wait a minute. What does that mean? Time is not a bird, or a plane, or Superman. So how can time fly? Well, it doesn't, of course, but the idiom, time flies, is common in English. It just means time passes quickly. Well, if time can fly, what else can fly in English?
I'm Paul Preston.
From Venture English, this is 3 Minute English, a podcast in English, about English, for English learners. Everybody dreams of being able to fly. But one animal that will probably never fly is a pig. I don't know if pigs are unhappy about this, but in English, the idiom, when pigs fly, refers to something that will never happen, or is impossible. For example, hey, do you think we'll get a bonus for finishing that project?
Ha, when pigs fly.
Well, pigs don't fly, and sometimes projects don't either. There is another idiom we use for that.
It'll never fly.
We use this idiom when we believe a proposal or idea will not be approved or accepted. Or maybe we think our idea just won't work. For example, we presented our plan for working fewer hours to the boss, but we know it'll never fly. Or how about this one? Well, we can ask for an extension of the project deadline, but I'm sure it'll never fly. So, flying is impossible for pigs and some projects, but how about for you? Can humans fly? Well, yes, I guess we can. We often say we are flying from job to job, or from meeting to meeting. Of course, this just means we're moving quickly. And we can do things on the fly. What is on the fly? Well, when we have to do something without preparation or planning, we say we're doing it on the fly. For example, I had no time to prepare the presentation, so I guess I'll have to just do it on the fly. Well, presenting on the fly may not be the best idea, but I suppose it's a skill we all need sometimes. Anyway, there are a few ways to use fly that have nothing to do with birds, planes, or Superman. Time flies. When pigs fly, flying from job to job, and doing something on the fly. There are many more idioms we use with the word fly. Listen for them, and try to use these idioms when you have the chance. Your English is going to sound better. If you have any questions I can answer on 3 Minute English, please go to our comments and questions page at VentureEnglish.com and leave a comment. You can also just email me or visit our Facebook page. I would love to hear from you. Thanks for listening.
I'm Paul Preston.
This has been 3 Minute English.